Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I am Matthew. And welcome to another exciting episode of Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown. Two brilliant guests today. Really, really excited to let you hear this. We've got John Kearns and we've got Suze Kempner. It's a returning performance for John and it is a debut for Suze. And I thought they both did absolutely brilliantly. It was a joy.
Yeah,
they always are an absolute joy. And if you can, then try and get down to the Phoenix and be in the live audience for these shows because they're always an absolute blast in the flesh.
Absolutely right. The next two coming up are on March 18th and 19th.
Oh.
We've got some, again, great guests. We've got Joe Lycett and Lulu Popplewell for the 18th.
I've heard of them.
Selling Fast. We've got Joe Wilkinson and Humphrey Carr on Tuesday, the March the 19th at the Phoenix in Cavendish Square. Also Selling Fast as well. There is, if you wish, because that's such a strong lineup for both shows. If you wish, you can get tickets that get you into both shows for a discounted rate. Whoa. All of that is available from pappiescomedy.com/live. So go there today. And if you're a Patreon member, you get a discount code on all of those tickets, on the individual tickets and the joint ticket. So it's well worth becoming a Patreon member. patreon.com/pappiesflatshare.
Surely the hottest time to become a patron, just before these shows. Get on.
Oh, get on.
Get on.
I'll certainly be there for both of them.
Good to hear.
At time of recording.
Yeah. This could all... Yeah. Lineups are subject to change. Tom can tell us, oh, by the way, I'm not going to be there. But listen, don't worry about all that right now. Just take it as, you know, at the moment, at time of going to press.
It's a heavy pencil. All right, then. Well, let's crack into another fantastic recording of Flatshare Slamdown.
Tom, Ben!
What is it, Matthew?
Yeah, what is it, you sweet little nubbin?
You are a sweet little nubbin.
Can you please stop rubbing me like that, though? I am a sweet little nubbin, but leave me be. I need a fresh outfit for tonight, so one of you two has got to tumble dry the clothes. In fact, pop your clothes in there too. If you tumble dry them hot enough, they can shrink and become my clothes. So who's up for the job, Tom?
It's not going to be me, Matthew, because... the way I used to dry my clothes, I used to have to take them to my local Ladbrokes.
Oh, aye.
They'd pop them in a machine for me. They'd dry the clothes. But they had this rule. If they so much as saw a cap, if they saw someone wearing a cap, they wouldn't do it. I guess, hats away, the bucky tumbled. I guess, hats away... the bucky tumble.
Can I shock you? I like that one. Clarky, what about you?
Can I shock you?
The thing is, Crosby.
What is it?
Tumble dry is ridiculous. Yeah? It's an unnecessary luxury.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you can just put them outside. They'll dry naturally. In fact, you don't need a washing machine either because you can put them outside. They'll wet naturally. What I'm trying to say is I've been evicted.
The worst thing about that is I'm your landlord. But there's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a...
Flatshare Slamdown!
Hello and welcome to Flatshare Slamdown, the panel show that says, two jumps in a week, I bet you think that's pretty clever, don't you, boy? Flying on your motorcycle, watching all the ground beneath you drop. You'd kill yourself for recognition, kill yourself to never, ever stop. You broke another mirror. You're turning into something you are not. Don't leave me. dry. Just tumble dry. Don't leave me high. Just tumble dry.
Beautiful.
I'm the host and landlord, Matthew Crosby.
Beautiful.
Let's meet podcasting's own Tumble Tots. It's Tom Parry and Benedict Clark.
Not a tumble dry eye in the house there.
But you can't tumble dry my clothes on your own. Who have you brought to add a little bounce this week, Ben?
I have bought my very good friend's sister, Suze Kempner!
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Suze, a little bit too true that time, wasn't it?
That was a bit too close
to home.
Yeah.
Suze, it's great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me. Sorry that he wasn't available. Yeah.
I thought he'd have more free time after Steph packed lunch packed up, but there we go.
No, he's very successful. Not me, though.
No. We like you right where we can see you. Thank you very much. Anyway, it's great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
What sort of a person are you, Suze? What sort of a person are you to live with?
To live with? Pretty bad. Just, you know, I'll always provide you can use my streaming services. If you need to use my milk in the fridge, that's all fine. But you might find that I've taken my coat off and left it with my shoes on the floor by the couch.
Like a toddler.
For several days. Like a tiger. Yeah.
Like a toddler with depression.
You might find that late at night I've made a dinner that is dearly some cream crackers and some cherry tomatoes, and I've eaten them sadly while you look at me. I'll tell you what I'm really good at.
Do you wake your housemates up to say, listen,
hey,
I'm going to do it again.
Do you want to come and watch this? Watch this.
Girl dinner.
My friend calls it late night grief plate.
That's Luke's new show. Cancel Steph Pack lunch for late night grief plate.
He can now get up at noon. Tell you what I'm also good at, and this ties in with tumble dryers. If you haven't got one, dry them on a clothes horse, and then when you need the clothes, go get them off the clothes horse over several weeks.
Well, I'm glad you're okay. Thank you for coming on the show. Suze Kempner, everybody.
Oh. And
Tom Parry.
Yes.
Who have you brought with you this week?
Well, Matthew, the jamboree's in danger.
No, you're kidding me.
We've forgotten the name of our chief guest. Just couldn't put a name to the face. So I've had to book the most memorable person I know. It's John Kearns.
Who?
John, it's great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me back.
It's a total pleasure. Can I just say,
been 4 years since the last time I was
It's on? Been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah,
it's been a while.
Haven't they flown by, though?
What a great night that was, though. What do you think were your magic moments of the last time you were on the show?
I was with Ben last time. Yeah. So something obviously went wrong.
Yeah. I'd say that's pretty fair. He forgot
am I with you next time?
There's not going to be a next time.
They say you do this podcast twice.
But weirdly, they're both on the way down.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you got me in 2012, that's pretty good.
Yeah, same for us.
So,
what?
That was too big a laugh from the back.
Is that Ben's agent?
Not a big fan of the truth.
I've got an agent.
So, John, what kind of a person are you to live with? Has it changed in the last few years?
I have a son now.
Congratulations.
Thank you, cheers.
Wow. I mean, one person clapping a son. Come on.
I did the big shop earlier.
Oh, I.
They're more of a shopping
That's
crowd.
That's very much our crowd.
They're more of a
stuff.
Shopping yeah. crowd. Yeah.
I went to...
Wait. What shop are you doing the big shop?
Tooting Broadway, Sainsbury's.
Oh, you're a Sainsbury's boy, yeah. Sainsbury's boy. Next
staff,
card.
Staff were... Next card.
Is this an ad read?
Yeah.
It was kicking off. I mean, a guy nicked a bottle of Bailey's.
Oh, yeah. You say a right. guy. A new daddy sleep deprived.
he smashed it against the wall, tried to get the security guard with it.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. I left my trolley to watch. Staff arguing about break time.
Oh, yeah.
20 minutes. Fucking hell, 20 minute break.
No, it's not enough.
Oh, I was going to say much too much.
How long is the interval for this?
It's going to be about 40 minutes, I reckon, yeah.
I bought a plunger the other day.
Oh, yeah?
There was an issue with the toilet. I called the landlord. She got the plumber around. He went, if this ever happens again, all you need is a mop and a bin bag.
Just shit on the floor.
Mop your ass and off you go.
Shit in the bin bag, wrap the handles around your ears, and then mop around any, you know.
Mop around any. Bish, bash, bosh.
If you've got a bottle of Bailey's handy, fuck it against the wall and bottle anyone who tries to stop you.
No, I went to what's it called? That shop. You hear it on TalkSport advertised a lot. Hardware store.
Wix?
Robert Dias?
No, BQ? This is proper. This is industry.
Oh, Screwfix.
No, it was next to that. I drove past it. I was looking for that. That was the first one at the industrial estate, and I wasn't ready to see that.
Juices.
No, is it Cisco or something? It's like Cisco. Selco. Went into Selco.
Selco. I bought the trades go.
The first.
Yeah,
the first
and me.
Points of the record. That's the end of round one.
I bought a 14 centimetre plumber, and I went and... Plunger!
Tiny little guy. You can get straight
Mario,
in the
bin I bought
bag.
Mario. Yeah. I bought Mario. I bought a plunger. Everyone needs a puppet. You know what I mean? Everyone knows what I mean.
Give him a mushroom and right to full size.
Give him a portobello mushroom.
14 centimetre plunger.
Are you sure it's 14 centimetres? That's small.
No, he told me that's what I had to get.
Okay.
When he said mop and bin bag, I was like, I ain't doing that. But I was doing it. You got to have the blood. You got to have the toilet full of water. I didn't. I thought it had to be no water.
No.
I was there about a day. Just shit constantly. You need the pressure of the water. Anyway, so, you know, if you live with me, I'll sort the toilet out, don't worry.
That's all we need to know, John.
Can't believe that was bleaker than Suze's.
John by name, John by nature. That's what you say, isn't it? Right. So, we've met our guests. Let's get ready to tumble! As we play round one.
Look, I know I'm late, and you're pissed that I made you wait. Why, you might inquire, you're gonna think that I'm a liar. But I fell into my fucking tumble dryer. I went round, then my dick caught fire. And I couldn't get out my tumble dryer. I also had a flat tire.
The worst thing is, that's a true story, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a true story. That's why I had to start the gig late. Sorry, guys. So the first round is called Drying Out. I'm going to give our players an erotic scenario.
Whoa.
Yeah. And they have to incrementally make it less and less sexy. Drying us all out.
Like watching Saltburn.
Speak for yourself.
So, for example, if we start with the scenario, you're hanging out with the three sexiest boys in UK podcasting, the next player could say, then three bean salad leave and Pappy show up.
Whoa.
Whoa. Come on.
That hurts.
You're telling me you've not flicked the three bean salad?
That's not even written down.
That's not on there.
Not down.
You should see what I'm seeing. He's fucking riffing up here.
Anyway, we'll play it in teams, starting with Ben and Suze. I'm going to give you a scenario. Ben, you make it less sexy, you score a point. Suze, you rob it. If you're more sexy, you score another point. It's a point each sexy thing or less sexy thing. You've got 2 minutes on the clock to rack up as many instances of sexual removal as you can. However, if the opposing team, in this case, Tom and John, Hello. Think that you haven't actually made it less sexy, they can challenge. Okay, and if I accept their reasoning, they get the point, take control of the game. Whoever's playing when the 2 minutes are up, get a bonus 5 points, but I will dock points for hesitation, so you can't just run down the clock. Now, not being an expert on sexiness myself, as you can tell from the rules, I did a bit of Googling, sexiest place, sexiest person, sexiest activity, that kind of thing, sexiest traits, incognito browsing, obviously. So your situation that I need you to make incrementally less sexy is... You're in Brazil.
Whoa, hang on.
With Ryan Gosling giving each other a sensual oily massage, and get this, he is being ambitious. Which, according to one article, is the sexiest thing a man can be.
No!
Really?
Yeah, I know, I was gutted. Just off to record my podcast. Bye, darling. I'll be out Monday and Tuesday night. Plenty of free time.
Oh.
So.
Ambitious is up there.
Ambitious, yeah.
Bye,
you
darling.
Bastards.
I've been a guest on a podcast. I'll be in tomorrow night. Premier League midweek games. We'll have that on the radio. Yeah.
Bye, darling. I ate all the derelict.
Am I Gosling?
What?
No.
No. No. Sorry, Ben.
I'm just asking.
Sorry, Ben. You're Ben Clark. You're doing a podcast recording.
I'm just Ben. Anywhere else, I'd be a 10.
Benergy is very different.
It's closer to ME, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Bem. Right. So. You're just explaining the scenario. You make it less and less sexy. Which one of you wants to go first, Suze or Ben?
Yeah.
Suze, go first.
I'll go first. All right. Okay.
Okay. Here we go. So you've got 2 minutes on the clock. Start the scenario starting obviously with Brazil, the massage, and
wow. And ambition.
And ambition.
Yeah.
From our dear friend Ryan Gosling.
Okay.
Here we go. 2 minutes starts now.
His ambition is to get the dog to lick his balls.
Challenge! Challenge!
Okay. Challenge. Straight away, an immediate challenge.
Have you been reading my Google history?
Turns out all these years I've been doing it right. Suze, no kink shaming, all right?
Sorry. Sorry, I'm a bigot.
Is that a challenge?
Yeah.
Go on then, Tom.
It's quite sexy, isn't it, with a dog licking balls?
I'm so sorry, Tom. I'm not going to accept that challenge.
What type of dog is it?
I was trying. I'm not...
It's a really filthy Jack Russell that's also been eating shit outside. He ate his own shit.
Bully XL.
That wasn't even the dog she said.
No.
You just said Bully XL. I can't defend that.
It was a zeitgeisty buzzword. It was like going, ooh, cake.
Weirdly, you had that written down as well.
Okay, you've got a minute 55. You get the point there, Suze.
Thank you.
Clarkie, make it slightly less sexy.
Oh, Gosling's being all ambitious by trying to get you to sign up to his new Bitcoin.
Dogecoin, because it's the one with the dog.
That's a point. Yes. Suze. That's
good. The oil is cod liver oil.
Wait, we've got a challenge over here from John Kearns.
We've got a challenge from Captain Birdseye. Yeah.
you can buy them in like packs of 100 beads. You can you can shove them up your own.
Get yourself down Holland and Barrett, shove 100 beads up your ass. Yeah. I'm afraid that's sexy stuff there from John Kearns.
Shit.
I wish I could give you the point, Suze. The point goes to John. You take control of the game.
He got me there.
John, you've got to make the situation slightly less sexy.
The masseuse gets a phone call. Okay.
I challenge. Oh. Okay, we've got a challenge here from Ben Clark. I like that. I like that. I like that answer, though.
You've got to have your phone on.
It's an open going. He can do whatever he wants with
it. Oh, don't be so sure. He's got to harness his energy first.
Okay.
The phone is on vibrate.
Oh! Ben gets the point. We're back over to Ben and Suze.
That was more than Ben off.
Let's hear it.
The masseuse gets out a mop and a bin bag.
That's a point, Suze.
While you're lying there, you just fully vomit.
Is that you? That's you vomiting?
Yeah, because I'm there. I puke everywhere. It's like, oh.
Hang on. Hold on.
With a mere 37 seconds to go, we've got a challenge here from John Kearns.
Because he's getting a massage.
Yeah.
He doesn't know it's vomit. He thinks it's crystallized oil.
Sexy.
And that's hot.
The smell?
Why is it crystallized?
He's got COVID. I don't know.
I'm gonna accept the challenge there.
Right,
John.
Oh, the game's gone.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's got COVID. I don't know. Was a good response, man. He can think on his feet. This guy.
True. Can't deny that.
John Kearns.
Also, who is that guy?
With 37 seconds to go on the game, make that less sexy. Crystallized vomit all over. Sorry, just normal vomit. All over.
Normal vomit.
All over the back. Make it less sexy.
In the corner of the room, the masseuse's son's phone rings.
I challenge that.
Okay. See, it's good at challenge.
I challenge that. The Ryan Gosling's son, the masseuse is Ryan Gosling, right?
Sure. Well, yeah it's a couple. It's a couple's massage. You kind of massage each other.
Is the masseuse Ryan Gosling?
No.
Well, not necessarily,
I thought it was. Ryan Gosling's he was doing the massage and then I was being massaged and throwing up, which is hot, apparently. the masseuse's son's phone rings. As we all know, Ryan Gosling's son is Ryan Reynolds. He's nice, isn't he? And he goes, hello. Ooh. It's cool. It's hot.
I'm not going to accept the challenge, I'm afraid.
Deadpool.
Tom, it's over to you.
He goes, oh, Nan's dead.
That's Ryan Gosling's mother.
Oi, Nan's dead.
He sung, oi, my Nan's dead.
Brazilian, isn't it?
He's Brazilian.
Brazilian.
Of course, I forgot we were in Brazil. Okay. Samba. Okay.
Sambered to death.
You've got. Yeah.
I forgot we were in Brazil, but only because of that impression.
Okay. John, you've got 1 second left on the clock, okay? The game rests with you. You get the 5 points if you can bring this home by making this less sexy, okay? So we've got a poor Brazilian man singing about his dead nan. What's
and
happening
it's
next?
Ryan Reynolds.
Ronaldinho walks in.
Roadmap challenge.
I think that's it. Wait.
No, you said 1 second.
Clarky, you had a challenge there.
That, yeah, have you seen his? Have you seen his footwork? Sexiest thing on the planet.
I thought I had 1 second.
He was giving it the old just a minute walk across the line, weren't you? That was,
how long does it say? How long does it take to say Ronaldinho?
Well, 0.8 seconds, of course.
Listen, Ben, well, challenge.
Time it. Okay. You're holding your fucking phone.
All right. Here we go. All right.
Ronaldinho.
0.6 seconds.
Hang on. Walks in.
I'm going to accept the right. I'm going to accept the challenge.
That's brutal. That's brutal.
Listen, this is how you play. Whatever the fucking. This is how you play drying out. Clarky.
Wait, does he have 0.4 seconds to do?
No, the challenge is not on the timer. Obviously, the challenges aren't on the timer.
Take 10 minutes, Ben.
If the chat, right. If he gets this, okay, yeah. Then he's got 0.4 of a second to make it less sexy, all right? So, yeah, now he's back in the game. Yeah. Now he's enjoying
famously,
the game.
Famously, Ronaldinho takes 0.6 of a second. The odds are in his favour.
Okay, Clarky, what's your challenge? You're saying the footwork?
Yeah, footwork's very sexy.
Okay, I'm going to accept the challenge.
Thank you.
You've got 0.4...
His face isn't...
You've got... Hey, listen... People in glass houses, Tom. We're all as God made us here. That's why we got into podcasting. There are people who listen to this who've never checked out the Google images. Okay. So you've got 0.4 of a second to make the scenario less sexy. Go.
Christ the Redeemer.
Challenge.
Very.
It was a good challenge there. It was a good, strong challenge from Parry. Parry, what's your challenge, please? He said Christ the Redeemer, which I... Fuck knows where he was going. I'm glad you challenged. But Christ the Redeemer, yeah? The big statue in Rio. What's the challenge about that?
He's still a baby in the manger.
He's not. No, I'm sorry. The points go to Clarky! So that's 5 points... 5 points to Clarky and Sue's there. Fantastic round, I think we could all agree. But it doesn't. It doesn't end there.
It could, though.
It could.
Just remember, this is a choice now.
I think the audience wants to play Get Me in a Spin, which is we're gonna hand it over to John and to Tom. I'm gonna give them an unsexy situation. They have to make it increasingly more sexy. Okay, same gameplay applies. So Ben and Sue, you can challenge at any time.
If we think it's not sexy, we go, that's not sexy. That's
yeah,
the challenge.
Exactly right. Okay. Exactly right. So Tom and John are once again look to the internet to create the scenario. Yeah. You're in Batley, Yorkshire, with a man called Barry. He's talking about rugby whilst wearing bootcut jeans. Okay. Who would you like to go first? Tom, John, who do you fancy?
You pretty much just described Mike Bubbins. And that's sexy.
Save it for the game, mate. Save it for the game. Right, who'd like to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, Tom's going to go first. Your 2 minutes begin now.
He says, aye, do you like the rugby? And then he gets a boner.
Undeniably sexy there.
No complaints here.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd like to see a challenge from this team, but I can't see one. John, we've got a man in boot jeans with a boner who's just said, the rugby. Make it more sexy if you can. Tom, you may have shot your load too early in the game. Okay. John.
Aye. Great thing about wearing bootcut jeans.
Has everyone else got a boner right now? This is off the chain.
This is still Brazil, right?
if you look at the hem...
Yeah.
That kisses the Derby shoe. You can see. Look up. Look up, boy. Look up. No, look up, boy. Sinatra blue eyes. Eyes.
Are we watching a Alan Bennett play?
Aye. Is a pound note. Aye, we had them. No, only kidding. Carry that around for when I'm kidding.
And that's your time, John. The 5 points go to John and Tom.
Tried to get in there. There was nothing. There was nothing.
It was pure sex. Wall to wall hot. It
pure
was...
sex.
So, that was really something else, wasn't it? At the end of that round, producer Sammy, pour a glass of cold water over your head. Calm yourself down and tell us, please, what has that done to the scores?
Tom and John, you have 7 points. I'm just too flustered. And Ben and Suze, you have 10 points.
Oh!
He'll be coming back.
So Ben and Suze are in the lead, but that doesn't mean that Tom and John have been hung out to dry. There's still everything to play for. We return in part two. See you in a bit.
Oh! Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome back to Flatshare Slamdown! Now, before the break, yes, indeed. It's great to be back. It feels so good. Now, before the break, unbelievably, Clarkie and Suze were in the lead.
Who'd have thought it?
That's... hasn't changed, nor has my need for a freshly tumble-dried outfit.
Whoa!
That's the theme, guys. That's the theme. Big night tonight, anyway. After this, I'm meeting the ladies at our Whitley Bridge Club. Tonight, we're discussing the Clifton suspension. But enough about my busy social calendar.
Come on, everyone.
It's time for round two. Let's
come
play
on,
some
guys.
Flat
I don't
games!
Games! Let's play together. Play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing. Put that there. Do as you're told. Games. If you lose, you get nothing. Games. If you win, you get gold.
Good stuff.
Listen to that.
Beautiful.
Good Lord. Take note, podcast awards.
Well, in that case, not even bronze.
So it is Flat Games, and this week we're playing a version of one of my favourite ever games, Duolingo, which we're calling...
It is a game. Now that you say it, it is a game.
I see it as very much like, you know, evening classes for the Candy Crush generation. That's what I see it
as. That's how they sell it.
It's a game. You're trying to tell me there are other languages. I don't think so.
Si, senor. C'est un game.
C'est un game, monsieur. So I'm going to give... We're going to call this game Duet Lingo. I'm going to give a player from each team the name of a country and ask both players to join in a duet about how brilliant their respective countries are.
Whoa.
Two different countries, one amazing song. Their teammate has to guess. Their teammate has to guess which country they're singing about. Now, I'll award up to 10 points for performance and patriotism.
Are all the countries England?
I will say one thing, Tom. If you want to adopt the accent, very much on you.
Consider it done.
That genuinely sounded just more Brummy. Just more Midlands.
Consider it done.
Consider it done. Tom, that's your country. Suze.
Oh, merci beaucoup.
Suze, that is yours. Now, your song is Summer Nights from the musical Grease. Crucially, not the country, but are either of them... Are either of them bigging up that country? We'll have to find out. That is for John and Ben to work out. DJ Sammy, we've buckled our seatbelts.
Who sings first in Summer Nights, the guy or the girl?
The
summer loving had me.
Well, I tell you what, Tom, I don't hear the song first and then pick the key you're going to
sing. Right, okay.
I don't pick a key, the key picks me.
Summer loving, having a blast.
Just turned 18.
She's crazy for me.
I tell you what, Tom, as I've got faith in you, you can start off. You can start off, okay?
We'll take it.
Sure.
Don't wrap it, we'll wear it. Let's go.
DJ Sammy, we have buckled our seatbelts. Take us around the world.
Have no fear in the Southern Hemisphere.
This country is really big.
Couple of islands and both of them beauties.
This one is full of money.
We're workshops over the round.
It might be a bit corrupt, but that's good.
North Island, South Island, why don't you take your pick?
Tell me more, tell me more. On the lots of telly.
Okay, volcano.
Lots of land,
volcano.
Doesn't belong to them, though.
No. Oh, I don't mind kicking a ball of rugby.
This one has snow and also sand.
I'm out in the earth today.
Also, there is lots of people living there in this country I'm singing about.
I went there on my honeymoon. Da, da, da. And I went in the sea.
And this one has countries on top and below.
Okay, all right, here we go. Well, there was a lot to chew on there.
I don't envy you, John.
Can I just say...
That was a tightrope.
You know, when I said, if you want to do an accent, I did mean the accent of the place.
Whoa!
Not fucking Ray Winston or whatever you were doing.
Once?
I've got, yes, the East End is a country in itself, but...
That will stand up to a re-listen, I believe.
Not often
I say that.
Yeah, says a guy who's never listened back to an episode.
Never have, never will.
Do you
don't
know
look
what?
Back, maybe.
You know what, that'll stand up to a re-listen when you listen back to it yourself. John... Obviously, Tom gave you a lot of details there. I would say about 17% of them audible. who could forget? I got my away the other day. I thought, bloody hell, it's like I'm there. So, John, have you got any idea at all what country Tom was singing about? Yeah. It's hard stuff. Isn't it?
I'm going to go with the biggest clue,
yeah.
Which was volcano.
Sure.
Volcano.
Yeah.
He said islands.
Yeah, he said that. Yeah.
I know it's wrong. I know it's
go on,
wrong.
Give it a go, John. Give it a go. It's only 1 point. The points of performance, unfortunately, yeah. So.
I know what I'm going to say is mad.
Go on.
Lanzarote.
Oh, John. Oh, John.
What country was he singing about?
Oh, no.
It ain't Lanzarote, mate. You'll have a chance.
It's a fucking volcano is all I heard. I couldn't get it out of my head.
It's all right, listen. Guys, you've got a chance to steal, but we'll get to that in a second. Clarkie, what country do you think Suze was singing about?
Oh, I think it's the United States of America.
It is. That's absolutely correct. United States of America. And do you have any clue what country Tom was singing about?
I wonder.
Yeah, we all wonder.
I wonder, is it New Zealand?
It is New Zealand.
Right. Can I say, there was a point during that game I did think you were both singing about the same country.
Okay.
And so that country was Lanzarote.
I did think New Zealand, but then... Oh, fuck it. Lanzarote is my final answer. And I know it's New Zealand, but I want it on record. Lanzarote.
Well, I respect that. In fact, can we change our answer? Can we go Lanzarote?
Just take the 2 points, all right? Just take the 2 points. So 2 points there to Ben and to Suze, but we've got to talk about performance, of course. Now...
It was all there, right, New Zealand?
No, not enough. Not enough. Not enough.
Tom, one more time. Just give us... Because it's incredibly authentic.
What, and now I'm going in the sea.
It's like Jermaine Clement is right here, right now.
Volcano. I was doing the haka.
Fucking hell.
You were actually trying to do the accent.
Yeah.
And I wasn't trying. I did the accent. It'll stand to a re-listen, I'm telling you.
How many points am I going to give you both for performance? I think, you know what? Together, there were some really wonderful moments. Yeah. You know, yeah. I've got to say, the Wella Wella Wellas were on point. But then that is from the actual song. So anyone could have done that.
No, I was trying to hit a wedder, wedder, wedder workshop. No, wedder workshop.
You could have done a Wella Wella Wellington.
Lord of the Rings workshop.
Yeah, the wedder workshop, mate. Not in Lanzarote, is it?
Listen, a team divided against itself cannot stand, all right? So just...
every time I looked at him, I was like, yeah, New Zealand. And then I was going, well, it's actually, you know what? That doesn't sound like New Zealand.
Guess what? You're going to have to sing in a second, so it's going to get even worse for you. Okay, I'm going to give you... I'm going to give you 8.5 points.
Thanks.
Tom, I'm going to give you 7 points.
Yes!
We can't argue with that.
You can't argue with that. No. Next up, it's Ben and John. Now, your song is I Got You, Babe by Sonny and Cher. Okay, there are your countries. You got it there? You've had a look?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it a Canary Island or...?
Okay, I'm excited about hearing this. DJ Sammy, I got a wanderlust that only your sweet, sweet music can heal. Let's hear the song.
Who's first?
Oh. They say our country's very cold and dark most of the year, especially in winter time. They say we serve the best food, but then again, who are we to judge? Babe. We've got pizza, babe.
I think it's a peninsula.
Leaning Tower of Peninsula.
Oh! Oh, my goodness. Wow. I was enjoying the hell out of that. That was fantastic. It's a shame we didn't get more of it. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. So.
Really good.
We'll start with you, Suze.
I really hope I know what a peninsula is.
Okay.
Any idea? What was Clark talking about? What country?
Well, if it's dark a lot in the winter, right, I think it's... Okay, let me tell you. I yeah, went, all right. Ah, shit. I thought it was Greenland, but that's not a country on its own, is it? So, but it can't be Iceland because that's not a peninsula. Mm. But you did say you don't know what a peninsula is.
No.
yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know what an island is, though.
Okay,
I will
fine.
Say that.
So it's not Iceland, it's not Greenland. Is it Norway?
It's very close.
Finland, Sweden. It's got to be one of those three.
Yes.
Right, one of them.
Gonna have to push you for a final answer.
Finland.
It was Sweden.
Fuck.
Okay.
Can we steal?
Nope. But you know what? I appreciate your chutzpah. I really do. So, Tom, what country was our friend John Kearns singing all about?
Come on.
And crucially, is it a peninsula?
Tenerife, final answer.
Tenerife. Tenerife.
Final fucking there answer, Tenerife. I'll go to my grave.
Lock it in.
Lock it in, Tenerife.
Lock it in.
Best pizza I ever fucking had, Tenerife. Lock it in!
What? I'm going to accept the answer, but why are you doing it in a New Zealand accent? That's what I'm like. Can't work out what's going on here.
Lock it in.
I'm going to start listening to this podcast.
Yeah. Me too.
Well, we gained one, but we lost so many more. So I'm afraid, Tom, that's
no.
not correct.
No.
You're not going to believe it. You're not going to believe it. A chance to steal, guys.
Oh, pizza? It's USA again.
It's USA. It's absolutely correct. It was. No, it was, of course.
No,
it was, of course, Italy. Of course, yes. Yeah, don't worry. Don't worry, John.
Oh, dear. That was horrible. That was a horrible moment. Genuinely believe what was happening was happening. Horrible moment in my life. What's happening is never what's happening on this podcast.
So I've got to give out some points for performance. I thought they both did absolutely brilliantly.
Thank you.
Absolutely superb.
Got it. We're rolling out double digits here.
I'm good at, you know what? I think that that's fair. Clarky, a beautiful performance. I'm only going to give you 8, though, because leading Tower Peninsula, whatever the... Leading Tower Peninsula. It's 10. It's got to be 10 all the way. It's got to be 10.
Can't argue with it.
Can't argue with
10.
Producer Sammy, at the end of that round. Tell me scores.
Well, the tables have turned.
What?
Potentially. We have Ben and Suze on 20.5 and Tom and John on 22.
Well, let me tell you, after those crimes against music, we need to take a trip to the International Court of Human Wrongs. It's Beef Brothers!
Well, if you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flatshare-based beef. And today's one comes from Josh, who writes... Josh, are you there in the audience?
I am, yeah. Hi.
Yes, hello, Josh.
Hi, Josh.
Now, Josh writes... This is a superb beef, so get ready, folks.
Oh.
Josh writes, my housemate keeps making me feel bad that I'm not more upset that my grandpa died. That's the whole of the beef, guys. Let that
Wowza.
Sink in. Now, Ben and Suze... you're on Josh's side.
We're on Josh's side.
Tom and John, you are on the side of the housemate. Now, have we got a name for the housemate, by the way?
Martha.
Martha. Martha is the name of the housemate and keeps making you feel bad that you're not more upset that your grandpa died. Does anyone have any questions on either side? I'm sure we do. For Josh. And bear in mind, he's going through some grief at the moment, right, guys? So be gentle with him.
I'm your bit.
Don't go through loads of grief, but yeah. So only be a bit gentle. Clarky, do you have a question?
Was he nice?
good question.
Yeah. He was a lovely guy.
Can we get some timings on this? Is that possible? How long ago did he pass, and did he have a good innings?
Just over a week ago.
But you bought the tickets already. Yes, it's a clash with the funeral, but come on. That means you do this show once a month.
It's been 1 week.
He's my grandpa died.
He's the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral.
That's it.
That's his problem.
Any questions from this side? Tom, John, any questions for Josh?
I've got two questions. Grandfather on your mother or father's side?
It's my dad's side.
And how often a year did you see him in the past 5 years?
Four to five.
Oh. Can I ask 45? Something?
As four to five times a year for the past 5 years.
Okay. Yeah.
So talking 20, 25 times. Okay, right. Suze.
Was he racist?
It's a great question.
It's a good, solid question.
I imagine a bit, yeah.
It was never your conversation starter, was it? Hello, Grandpa. Racist today?
Doesn't he do racisms, Grandpa?
Any questions from Tom? You haven't asked a question yet.
Was it a surprise?
No. Come in.
Wait, did you say he had it coming?
He only had himself to blame.
He was a racist.
It wasn't a surprise.
No.
Long time coming?
Yeah. He'd been ill for a while.
This was much more fun on paper, wasn't it?
Why?
Why?
Didn't realise there'll be snowflakes in the bloody audience today.
Can't even make fun of a dead grandpa anymore because woke. Yeah.
It's exactly the sort of thing he would have said.
So, Josh, talk it through it. How upset would Martha like to see you?
She comes home and says, I wouldn't be coping in your position. I would be inconsolable. I'm consolable.
I'm glad anybody, we were here to do it for you.
Yeah, if anybody fancies consoling Josh afterwards, he's got nothing on.
How much are you inheriting?
No, we get down to it.
I mean, it's only been a week. I don't know yet.
Yeah, but how big was house? His house, sorry. How big was house?
Are you speaking in bullet points?
Sorry, I'm controlled by AI.
Okay. There are a lot of grandkids. I don't think I'll be getting
Shit, big. Sorry.
Right. Had Martha ever met your grandpa?
Probably once or twice.
Is maybe? Martha racist?
That's a good question.
You've got to go broad with this stuff.
Right. What?
I've made the mistake of going specific. Yeah. Age, yeah. Was he ill?
Right, let's be more broad.
Yeah. My nan passed November 2020.
Go, stay broad. That was very specific.
No, but my geography ain't great, but like something narrow, it's going to go into something wide.
Okay.
Is that geography? Is that biology or geography? I don't know.
Is that a peninsula? Are we describing?
No, I mean, a simple question, Josh. Packed with truth, sprinkled with love.
That's how he works.
Why aren't you sad?
This Com-Com pod.
That is what he asked. I mean, that is what you've just done.
That was so good.
I don't know if people in the room understand what you've just done, but that is extraordinary. I was listening to Susan McCabe answer that earlier.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Are you happy?
She's happy.
She's happy.
Spoiler alert, I've not heard it yet. Ruin the ending now.
Are you happy, Josh?
Nice.
Apparently too happy.
He looks delighted.
Have you buried your grandfather yet?
No, that's to come.
So it could turn around.
Yeah. There's still hope.
Have you do wonders with medicine these days, Josh. You're right to be optimistic.
Josh, sorry, have you lost a lot of people?
No.
So this is first.
Why did you pick this one?
and why are we still asking questions?
Did you get to say goodbye, Josh?
I did, yeah.
Great. What are you doing bringing this up on a podcast, man? Who writes this out?
He got to say goodbye. He had closure.
The worst thing is we've got Cariad tomorrow night. This is her bread and butter. She'd have everyone weeping in the...
Yeah.
There we go. Anyway, I think that's quite enough.
Hang on, how old was he? We haven't...
Yeah, we didn't get an age.
89-ish.
Oh. That's young these
90.
Days. 90.
Is this
an
auction?
Yeah, sorry, this is my brother. He's better on ages.
Are you sad?
He's fucking no, guys.
Similarly...
You're psychos. You're both just psychos.
Yes, I.
Oh, yeah, no. Good, good. Side. It's good. It's good, though. It's good that you're psychos. That's really good.
Okay, so we've thoroughly cross-examined Josh and, indeed, slightly cross-examined his brother. So hopefully that is enough information for our teams to make their cases. So without further ado, I call upon Suze Kempner. You have 1 minute on the clock to begin your case for the prosecution. Your time starts now.
Josh is a good guy. When his granddad passed away at 89, 90, he didn't shed a tear because at the end of the day, racism's bad and we live in a modern world. And also, what a good guy to still be smiling even though he's not going to inherit a fucking thing in this economy. Josh, you're never buying a house unless your parents are rich, but you don't have that air.
Literally.
And yet you keep smiling. He keeps smiling, even after the years and years of pain his grandfather went through on his slow descent into the ground. Josh and his brother just kept on smiling. And isn't that admirable? Isn't that... In this economy.
Suze Kempner, everybody. John, it's now your turn to make your case. Open the case for the defence. You've got a minute. Begins now.
We don't know where we're going now. A lyric written by the band that had their hits greatest in the noughties, Stereophonics. We don't know where we're going now. It's fair to say that Josh and Josh's unnamed brother knows where his granddad is going, and they found peace in that. Because they weren't brought up in a Catholic upbringing, a Church of England upbringing, a Jewish upbringing. They weren't brought up with religion. They know what happens when you die. And what happens when you die... Look, Josh told you all. You don't need me to repeat it. It was over a week ago. Fucking grow up, man. A detail that we've forgotten. We're here because Josh's flatmate has said he's not... What's he not doing? Weeping enough? He's not crying enough. He's not bent at knee, slack at knee.
You gone into Yorkshire? Bent at knee, slack at knee.
It's a pound note, lad.
Hem against leather.
It's 50p.
Look up, boy. Sinatra blue.
That feels a long time ago. Josh's granddad is dead. Long live Josh's granddad.
Yay! Josh, how do you think it's going so far? Just your bit, not the whole show, please.
Pretty well so far.
Yeah, it's going all right. Okay, yeah. It's going all right.
He can put a brave face on anything this time.
Fair play to him. Ben Clark, you're going to conclude the case for the prosecution. You have 1 minute, and it begins now.
Well, you know, Josh is right. Let's face it. You know, we're all staring into the void. I definitely am right now. Thank you. But and you've got to look on the bright side of life, you know. As the band said, you know, the band's the crew.
Stereophonics.
yeah. And you know, even though those heroes, they grew up to, you know, some of them have quite disappointing views, and you know, frankly, we can't mourn the boomers, guys. They had their chance. They fucked it. We going to go down with them? Yes, but we might as well have a smile on our faces. God knows we're trying. So RIP, but of course the R stands for racist.
Okay. That brings us to Tom now. Tom, you're going to conclude the case for the defence. Are you going to be doing it as yourself?
No, I'm going to be doing it in the style of a John Grisham defence lawyer from the Deep South, oh, Mr. Yeah. Fanshawe Standen.
Fanshawe Standen, presiding and providing your minute, should you need it, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I recognize some of you there from church on a Sunday. Peace be with you too, son. And madam. It's 2024. Here in a dotted lamb, there lawyers there from the big city there. We mention a lot of them their words now. Talking about going down in the ground. Now that ain't chapel speak. Hell no. Seen you in the queue at the bakery. Smell of the donuts, crack of the whip. Look up, that's what we're taught. Look up. Where's the bakery smell going? It ain't going down. Thinking there about Josh is there, grandpappy there. Got me kind of thinking. I don't suppose you've ever tickled a pig by a lake. In the moonlight. A fancy phrase, tickled a pig by a lake in the moonlight. I can see you thinking.
Bring up the case,
Fanshawe.
Preacher, bring up the case.
Fanshawe now. Let me tell you now. I used to go and stay with my grandma.
Amen.
Yeah. Pig farmer night and day.
That's right.
Every Saturday night I'd be out there on that pig farm. Mm-hmm. One night I heard a noise down by the lake.
Bring up the case, preacher.
Pigs down by that lake. Got out of bed, snuck down, tickled that pig by the lake in the moonlight. Ain't nothing more pure, a feeling. Then I look up to see the house, couldn't find it anywhere.
God damn.
Till a candle appear in the window. Grandma was putting that candle in that window so I could find my way home.
Every night I tickle that pig by that lake in the moonlight. I'd turn around, Grandma'd put that candle in the window, and I'd find my way home. Cut a long story short. One night, I tickled that pig too hard.
Cut it short, preacher! Cut it short!
We buried it the next day and I cried like a baby. Life is sacred. Case closed.
Strong showing from both sides there, Josh. Now, I can't make the decision myself as I'm currently being sued, of all things, for flooding the basement of the hallway where we have our weekly meetup. You know, the ladies think it's serious. I think it's just water under the bridge club. But instead, I'm going to call upon you, the last bastions of justice, the live Phoenix audience. So if you think Josh and therefore Ben and Suze are in the right, I'd like you to applaud now.
It's good, it's not the one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here we go, here we go. But if you think John and Fanshawe made the best case, please applaud now. Josh, I'm so sorry.
The defense rests, Your Honor.
There you go, Martha was right. Start blubbing, mate, start blubbing. Josh, how do you feel about the result?
Very sad all of a sudden.
This is what, yes, this is what we're talking about. Big round of applause for Josh, everybody, fantastic. Okay, folks, strap
just
in.
A moment's, yes. Moment's silence for the granddad.
I tell you what, if you want a moment's silence, can we have it during the quickfire round jingle? Let's hear it.
This is the quick fire round. It's the round that goes really quickly, which is why it's always amusing that it has a long introduction.
He's right.
It has a long introduction. Though the round is really quick, this quick fire jingle, it goes really slowly.
Didn't you all get cans?
I thought I could do it like Johnny Cash, but because it's so slow.
Yes, it's quite slow.
I sound like the crash test dummy. We all remember them. They had that song about someone they went to school with, whose dad crashed the car and then their hair turned green or something like that. Was it something like that? And then they all went, what else was there in that song? Something else strange. Like a guy who used to be sticky and then he wasn't, or something like that.
Yes, that's exactly what's in the song.
It was all about outcasts. Was there a girl who had a button for a head? Anyway, one day they turned round at school and then everything changed. And then the person who was watching it went, that was the point of the song.
This is all very accurate.
I don't know if he found them tasty. I think now it reminds me that, yes, they were tasty. Because they told their problems. And all he did was go like this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I digress. That's not what I wanted to talk about. Instead, I wanted to get on with the quick fire round. That would be lovely. But before I do, let me tell you about a guy who went to my school. Instead of clothes, he wore books. And his sister didn't have clothes, she had books. They were book kids.
Ooh, I'm trying really hard to yes and this.
But then one day the librarian thought they were books and put them on a shelf. That shit was in the chart for ages.
The '90s were great.
Anyway, I get distracted. Let's get on with the quick fire round. But before I do, let me tell you about this girl who went to my school. Instead of a head, she just had a button. But then one day, the button man came and took her away. Anyway, that's enough of that. Here it is, the quick fire round.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
You still going to listen to the podcast, John?
So this is the quickfire round.
What did you say? What have you told everyone you said about that jingle?
He got away from me.
Absolutely out of your control, that, wasn't it? Don't... If you look into a portion blame, don't look at Tom. Slip through his fingers every time. Yes, this
half
is...
11 in my shed at the bottom of the garden. Just got away from me. Didn't listen back to it. Press send. The first time I've heard that.
And who wants to hear it again?
He had headphones on, but he was listening to something else while he was doing that.
Yeah, we know what he's listening to, don't we? Right, this is the quickfire round. And as our show is all about the tumble dryer, I'm going to ask a series of questions. I would like our panellists to tumble the answer by giving the words in the wrong order. So if I was to ask, what was the name of the 80s new wave band who had hits like Girls on Film and Hungry Like the Wolf, you would say Duran. That's a bad example. Should have gone with Bondler Simon.
But get your latitude tickets, guys. 2024.
Oh, we're going to be there. We're going to be there. There we go. Absolutely right. 2024. Kasabian and Duran Duran. 2024. Instead of buzzers, I'd like you to shout out your first names. Ben and Suze.
Ben.
Suze.
Tom and John.
Tom.
John.
Who?
I love it. Okay. Here we go. Who played Scrooge in A Muppet's Christmas Carol?
Suze. Kane Michael.
Is correct. How is the genre science fiction often abbreviated?
Tom. Fisi.
Is correct. What football team is known as the Hoops, the R's, or the Super Hoops?
John. RPQ.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. Can we have the full name of it, please?
Rangers Park Queens.
Yep, 2 points. beginning with T... What's another name?
Tense.
It was.
You got Begin- 2 points.
I got my name wrong.
Beginning with T, what's another name for noughts and crosses?
Ben. Tactotic?
Is correct. Who starred in the movies Face Off, Mandy, Renfield, The Rock, and National Treasure?
John.
John.
Cage Nick.
Absolutely correct. What is the first line of the chorus of the Kaiser Chiefs song, Ruby?
Tom. Ben.
I believe it was Tom.
Ruby.
Is correct. British Telecom is more commonly known by which initials?
Sue's. TB.
Is correct. Which phrase used in many rock and roll songs describes a fast sexual encounter?
Tom. Bam, wham, ma'am, thank you.
You know what? You made it more accurate. I'm giving you two.
Mike's like that, but you just changed thank you for sorry.
I'm giving you 2 points for that. That was fantastic. Which novelty song about a small swimming costume was a hit for Timmy Mallet? Yes, go on.
A teeny bikini, bitsy itsy. Mm-hmm. Poker, yellow dot.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's more.
There's one more.
Weenie.
Weenie is correct, yes. Don't forget the weenie. Which Dudley-born comedian played the chef in Chef?
Tom. Ben.
Tom.
Henry Lenny.
He's correct. That's the end of the round and the end of the game.
Finish on Harry and Henry Lenny.
You've got to finish on Henry Lenny. So, we're going to find out the final scores in just a second. But before that, John, Suze, is there anything you'd like to plug? John, we'll start with you.
Yep.
When does this go out?
About 2 months' time, 3 months' time, something like that.
Plug the tour, John.
Well, no, I am on tour. I'm on tour. And... I'm not really on tour when this goes out.
Plug the tour, John.
I mean, what's the day before the Euros? The day before the Euros.
You plug it the day before the Euros.
It's a good day, full of hope,
the optimism of the country.
The Thursday, the day before the Euros, I'm doing the last day of my tour in Manchester.
Okay, what day is that? Because this will go out in early March. It'll go out.
You're on tour.
Oh, hang on. Early March. Hang on. Yeah, early March. Yeah. I'm filming my show at the Royal Court Theatre on March 15th. So, you know, hopefully come to that. It's for an unknown broadcast.
There we go.
And then March 16th, it's the Euros.
Suze, anything to plug in? And feel free to use just like
the Euros, John.
Yeah, I mean,
feel free to use dates rather than, you know,
well, because
proximity to sporting events.
Because I'm so excited about the Olympics, I'd forgotten the Euros were on too. I forget that they always come just before the Olympics, and I love great big football tournaments like that. So that's good.
Yes.
Go see.
There we go. That's how it's done.
Check out the Euros. I'm going on tour in the autumn. I'm going on tour with my show, Class of 2000. It's all about. I haven't written it yet. But I should think there'll be some nostalgia about what it's like to be about 15 in the year 2000. Hello. And and stuff about class and that. And and definitely watch the Olympics. It's so good. So good.
It is good.
True.
Can I plug? I've got a really good anecdote about a tumble dryer.
Yeah, let's do it.
But I haven't been able to say it. It's on the Patreon. So if you enjoy our show, join the Patreon. Find the tumble dryer anecdote.
Absolutely right. Patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. Get on board.
Long story short, my tumble dryer broke.
He's giving it away for free. I can't believe it. It's gone away from him.
We could have got $2
baby. For this. No sleep. Tumble dryer broke. Took it back to B&Q. In the middle of B&Q, she said, I'm just going to check it before I take it back. Full of clothes. Had the bindle up my clothes, in a muslin, out of B&Q I went.
If you enjoyed that, join the Patreon.
Join the Patreon.
Chock full of shit like that. As always, like, subscribe, rate and review our podcast, or recommend the podcast to your friends. But, producer Sammy, let's hear those final scores.
Oh. The final scores are Ben and Suze have 25.5 and Tom and John have 30. Oh.
So Ben and Sue's are tumble drying the clothes, whilst Tom and John are losing their clothes and taking the tumble between the sheets with me. Thanks to our guest, Tuz Kempner and John Kearns.
Oh.
We've been Pappies. See you next time on Flatshare Slamdown. Pappies Flatshare Slamdown featured Matthew Crocky, Ben Clark, Tom Parry, and special guest John Kearns and Suze Kempner. It was advised by Pappies and Ben Walker. Technical expertise was by Emma Corsham and Sammy Brough. And with help from Quinn Lee, it was an extra special last minute help from Ben Walker. It was produced by Emma Corsham. Big thanks to everyone at the Phoenix Pub, to all of the wonderful folks who came to today's show, and to you at home for listening. Pappies Flatshare Slamdown is a Secret News production for Acast on the internet. Cheers, everyone. Bye!
There it is. There it was. March.
Now, I believe, you know, I didn't at the start make any sort of disclaimers on this, but it was actually quite a, it was quite a sort of tricky recording for a sort of behind the scenes. Poor Emma Corsham, our long-suffering producer, really was suffering. She was very, very ill that day. That's why producer Sammy stepped in. Thank you very much to producer Sammy. Now, people have got in touch who were at the recording to say... Oh, yeah. That and you know what, first time doing the show for Sammy, first time having to sort of man it all herself, really, it seems like possibly the scoring went slightly awry. It seems like possibly, even though Clarkie was in the lead, he seemed to have lost the show, but unfortunately it's been recorded now, it's been put out, so Clarkie, we cannot...
Oh, we can't.
Even if you, no, even though you did, I believe you did score more points, I'm afraid we can't give you the victory.
Is there no VAR on the podcast?
It just didn't feel like you did.
Largely because Sammy said you didn't, and we don't really pay much attention. But the audience do. But yeah, so sorry, Clarkie. Better luck next time. I've got my fingers crossed for you.
Well, we all know what happens next time.
What happens next time always happens next time. On Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown.
It's a good. We've been looking for a new slogan. What happens next time always happens next time. And we will see you next time on the next episode of Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown.
It was produced by Emma Corsham.
Corsham team.
Can I just say, I know Corsham was really unwell during this recording, but there's no need to give her that. Was produced by Corsham.
Well, what, I mean, like, it kind of, she was there, but I mean,
no, she produced this episode. She's yeah. Taken the episode away and edited it and made it sound nice and everything. She produced the episode.
But I bribed producer Sammy. So that's the bit that matters, I think.
Okay. Yeah. So this episode was bribed by Tom.
Yes. It was bought by me.
It was bought by you. It was thrown by Sammy. It was produced by Emma Corsham.
Absolutely right.
Corsham team.
And please bribe responsibly. Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Bye.